going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donnie Chedrick in for a Donnie Football Hour. And we're in the middle of that hour. We're going to have a reporter from the Oregonian talking about Derek Harmon coming at the bottom of the noon hour. But let's get down to business here. First, a quick question, Donnie. Do you want a QB with the next pick? Ray Fittipaldo has Tyler Shuck as pick number 83. Others have talked about Will Howard. And others still, who did I see? CBS maybe? Had Kyle McCord as the 83rd pick.
As 83.
Unless he gets intercepted on the way here. What do you think? Do you want one?
I would rather just wait and go that first pick tomorrow for a QB.
Why take one at that point is my question. Why not just go to fortify other positions instead of just taking a random like project?
Well, I mean, you only have like one real one on your roster as is. And you know they're going to want to take, you know, and eventually we think Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Did you hear my little nugget yesterday?
So like they are going to get one out of this weekend. I mean, I think tonight it would have to be a slide of Sanders or Jalen Milroe.
Yeah. So you don't want to see the Shucks and Howards and McCords of the world. Neither do I.
I wouldn't mind Howard or McCord, but not that early. I would prefer that tomorrow. Now, quarterbacks tend to get overdrafted a bit, and that still happens in the middle rounds too, but you just have to hope that one of those guys slide down.
What do you have against Shuck, that he's older than Jim Colony?
I was going to say he's as old as Ron, and the guy seems to get hurt a bunch. Are you aware he was in the same recruiting class as Trevor
as
Lawrence?
Jim Thorpe? And Crazy Legs Hirsch.
As Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert. Those guys have been in the league for 5 years.
I know.
I mean, come on, brother. He's going to be on AARP before he's eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Limits, the rest of the team is going to have a training meal, and he's going to be over at Bob Evans for the early bird special.
What about Denny's? Get a grand slam at Denny's. Remember that?
I mean, they don't have like tons and tons of picks. People say don't reach early. I think it's more of a sin to reach in the mid or late. Use it on something else. Then if you need an arm, go get Chris Oladokun the second as an undrafted guy.
Oladokun?
Oladokun. Combine Duck Hodges and Oladokun.
That's right. Like John Madden with the turducken. I don't know, Donnie. No thanks on a quarterback unless it's Shador or Milroe at this point and another big swing. I don't think so. Anyway, winners and losers from the first round last night, and it was a very entertaining product. Let's just go around the room with a quick explanation on your pick. And let's start with a winner from last night. We'll go Donnie, Limits, and myself. A winner.
I'm going to go with the New York Giants. Yeah. You sat there at number three. You end up getting the best pure defensive player in the draft. You already have that as a position of strength. I mean, they have good edge rushers. They have Brian Burns. They have Kayvon Thibodeau. You get Abdul Carter. that maybe makes one of those guys expendable, but it also just loads up a position. And then you move back into the first round, and they get your guy.
So you do like Jackson Dart.
I mean, they were a team that a lot of people knew would take a QB early. And once that trade happened, you knew it was going to be a move for either Dart or Sanders. So, I mean, the boldness of that move, plus also getting a player as good as Carter. I mean, I would be willing to give them a winner just for picking Carter and leaving it at that.
Man, if you told me at the beginning of last night I would leave that draft with Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart, I would have held a Mardi Gras-like celebration. Give me a winner from last night, Limits.
The Jacksonville-Cleveland trade. Both teams are a winner. I've come around a little bit on Cleveland. I do think that they've acquired more picks, but I like it more from Jacksonville's perspective. You trade up, you get a star, you get a generational talent in Travis Hunter. I didn't think that the Browns would be dumb enough to trade off of it, but I do like what they accumulated for next season. Jacksonville, the main winner, Browns, a slight winner in it.
I actually had on my list Jacksonville, but maybe Cleveland.
We were
thinking the same, Limits.
I like it. I've got a winner, and it's a pair, and we know them well. Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, at least for one night, they were winners. We'll see how the draft shakes out, but they escaped. Both of them escaped the first round with perhaps their number one quarterback gig intact, Donnie. Give me a loser from last night.
How about this one as a loser? Najee Harris.
Yeah, I had him down.
I had that.
Because the Chargers, a team that wasn't really expected to take a running back. In fact, a team a few picks ahead of them. I think a lot of people had Omarion Hampton shoot in for Denver at 20. And here come the Chargers at 22. And Jimmy Harbaugh, who loves running the football. Now, Harris only signed the one-year deal there, but he couldn't have been thrilled by that pick last night.
Give me a loser, Limits.
Mel Kiper. This is why the NFL Network's draft coverage is significantly better than ESPN. I saw a 10-minute mashup of Mel Kiper trying to get Shedeur Sanders drafted video today. And him saying, the Steelers not taking, what the hell are they doing not taking Shedeur Sanders? Come on now. Come on. You would think that Mel Kiper was related to Shedeur Sanders the way that he was talking about him.
It felt to me like he finally broke after 40 years of obsessively poring over draft picks every day of his life. It felt like he broke, Donnie. I thought he was going to cry that Sanders didn't get picked.
It was like reminiscent of the infamous moment, like 30 plus years ago, the whole like Trent Dilfer, Heath Shuler draft.
Yeah.
Where he went off on the Colts and Bill Tobin because they didn't take a QB. That's actually what it felt like to me. Like
imagine
how angry he was at the teams who didn't take
I know.
Sanders.
They'll regret it for the rest of their lives, that type of thing. It reminds me of Phil Steele, who puts out a magazine where he goes in depth on like 817 teams every year. And I wonder, how does that man stay sane? I think Kiper finally broke. I really do. Did I give a loser yet?
No.
No.
It's another quarterback duo. Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. I think they thought they had that one to themselves, and now in comes Jackson Dart. So for Mr. Unlimited, his time may be limited.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
But yet there's more.
Let's ride my ass.
There we go.
poor Russ. Poor Russ. Every incompletion, let alone a bad game, and there's going to be we want Dart chance. All right, Donnie, give me another winner.
I will go with the Indianapolis Colts, a team that in the early to mid to late 2000s, they had one of the best, most complete tight ends in all of football with Dallas Clark.
Yeah.
And last night they waited around at 14, and I thought they got the next great one. He wasn't the first tight end off the board, but I think Tyler Warren is going to be the next great tight end in the NFL. I think the dude is a hell of a player.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered. I can't believe that he lasted until the 14th pick. Limits, give me a winner from last night.
I want to piggyback off of that because you know Tyler Warren is my guy. If he would have fallen past the Colts at 14, I would have been absolutely pounding the table like Brian Kelly for the Steelers to trade up for him. I think he's the best offensive weapon in the draft outside of Travis Hunter. And he is going to be a 10-plus year star in this league. Colts got a good one. The Bears are foolish for passing up on Warren for Colston Loveland. Loveland will be a good player, but he's not Tyler Warren.
I'm going to go with the Patriots fan base as winners. This dude, Will Campbell, oh my God.
I had that too.
He's crying. He's saying this logo speaks for itself. He's saying he would, quote, die to protect Drake May. I mean, I'm just thinking, oh my God, Patriots fans are falling in love as we speak. Did you see this dude, Donnie?
That's like the speech in Braveheart.
It really was. The two best speeches last night were him and the kid for the Bills, where he's like the cornerback from Kentucky, mm-hmm. where he's like, I'm here to give Josh Allen the ball back. And then he starts celebrating. Tremendous. But the Patriots fan base, man, oh, do they have to be pumped over this dude. Donnie, give me a loser from last night.
I am going to go with the Sanders family as a loser from last night, because we know the ego does not get checked at the door if your last name is Sanders and you have an NFL pedigree.
Yeah.
It had to hurt a lot for Deion and Shadur, not only when the Steelers passed on him, I think it was even more of a stab in the back when the Giants traded in. They had to think, here we go, we're going to the Big Apple,
oh,
baby.
Yeah.
And they called Jackson Dart. That had to be tough for them to swallow.
How do you like them apples? Limits, give me a loser.
Yeah, Shadur Sanders just kind of hanging around, and you could tell they just kept showing that camera angle of him over and over and over again. They even asked Rich Eisen, what is this camera angle from? When's the shot? And he said, I was just told moments ago this is Shadur. He's not actually on the phone. Another loser, the Dallas Cowboys. So the Cowboys take a guard at 12. They take Tyler Booker. They drafted everyone named Tyler imaginable. Tyler Guyton, and there's a Tyler. There's another Tyler that they took.
Surprised
on their
they don't have
line.
Ex-Penguin Tyler Wright on their team right now.
How about Tyler Kennedy?
How about Steven Tyler?
Yeah,
Tyler Kennedy.
But yet they passed up on Tyler Warren and Kenneth Grant and Jalon Walker for a defense that needs help. You could have paired Walker on the other side with Parsons. Grant in the middle. They don't have Lawrence anymore. Dallas, I mean, I know they're always built on offensive linemen. I think they could have gone much bigger.
Austin, I also thought it hurt them that when they went offensive line, and I know that Tet McMillan was already off the board. Maybe they could have gone with a wide receiver there a little bit early, but they don't really have much opposite CD Lamb.
I'm surprised they didn't go Golden from Texas in their own state.
We got to go 2-minute drive here. We got to speed it up. loser is the Bengals, Shamar Stewart. What are they doing? This kid had 1.5 sacks last year. He had 4 sacks in 3 years at Texas A&M. What are they doing? Donnie, give me a winner.
I'm going to go with the host city. I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Good pick.
I thought the crowd was awesome.
Yeah.
When the Packers were on the clock, it was almost like a wrestling promo.
Yeah.
And they said it was going to be a wide receiver, and then the place just went crazy. That just makes me think of next year, what
For
the
sure.
atmosphere could be like.
Limits?
Eagles getting Jahad Campbell, projected as a top 15 prospect, and Philadelphia moves up one spot, gives up a fifth, and they pick him at 31. They do it again.
I'm going to go Shadur Sanders as a winner. You're saying, why? I'll tell you why, Donnie.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He's going to go to the Raiders at number 37. They liked him. Brady likes him. And now he's going to have the greatest mentor a man could ever have in Tom Brady. and he may wreak havoc on the league. Give me a loser from last night, Donnie.
I'm going to go. I know that Austin went with Mel Kiper. I'm going to go with ESPN as a whole for how they handled the entire Sanders situation, because it was borderline embarrassing.
Like, yeah.
You had every single talking head on that network just bashing teams that didn't take him.
Right.
Lewis Riddick, speaking of Tom Brady, Lewis Riddick, pit guy, he's going on and on. Oh, he might become the next Tom Brady. Yeah, well, he probably won't, because there's only one Tom Brady.
I want to piggyback on that before I get to you, Limits. My loser is whoever at ESPN decided they needed a 10-minute like performance on stage to tell us the date of the schedule unveil.
Yes.
Not one of the games. Like, hey, here's what your leadoff game, or here are some of the big games. They actually staged a performance on stage to tell us that May 14th, we're going to unveil the schedule. What was that?
That was awkward. And that was probably an NFL initiative, but it was still weird in and of it at the same time. I have the Jets as a loser. They pick Membu, the offensive tackle from Missouri, not even considered one of the best offensive tackles in the draft outside of Campbell. He was the second one taken. When they could have gone McMillan to help out Justin Field, they could have went with either of the tight ends. There were offensive weapons that were available. I don't get it.
Real quick now, one more winner. We'll leave with a winner. Donnie?
I'm going to go with Atlanta, a team that doesn't know how to get after the quarterback. They draft one edge rusher, then they trade back up and they draft another pretty good one. So they load it up on the edge.
I'm going to go with the Ravens with Malachi Starks. That guy is just, he's a Raven. And now you're going to have him and Kyle Hamilton at the back end of your defense. They're a winner. Limits?
I like your Ravens pick. I'll give you I'm confused pick. 19, Emeka Abuka to Tampa Bay. You brought Godwin back and paid him. You still have Mike Evans. Where are you playing Abuka? In the slot as your third receiver? You have McMillan as wide receiver.
The category is winner's limits. How is that a winner?
Matthew Golden then at Green Bay is a winner for me.
Everybody who plays Tampa? I actually like
I was trying
Abuka
to go outside the box. I like Abuka a lot too, but that Tampa Bay pick, I don't understand why they did it.
Actually, we'll leave with a loser, Donnie. Give us more loser from last night.
I'm trying to think of one more because Austin and I had so many that overlap, so I may pass.
Matt Gorski. This poor guy hits the first home run of his career on his first at-bat. First Pirates since Starling Marte to do that, and nobody's watching because the NFL draft is on.
That's
poor
fair.
Matt
but
Gorski.
Give him a winner because he was able to
and
do that.
And a winner.
He's a winner.
Yes, I like him. Should have been up anyway.
I'm glad they finally gave him a shot.
Give me a loser, Limits. You get last call here, you and Donnie.
Seattle, they pick Gray Zabel, and I'm not somebody that's just trying to bash on everyone for taking offensive linemen. I think offensive linemen are very necessary. I praise the Will Campbell pick. This was a guy that was projected, second-round pick, late end of the first round? I'm surprised Seattle just didn't move back from 18 to take him.
Donnie, you got a loser for me to finish on?
I do feel like the Saints could end up being a loser.
Yeah.
Because there's a very real chance they end up with no viable QB, and we don't know how bad the injury is to Derek Carr, but it doesn't sound very good.
I know of another team with no viable QB right now. The one where Ryan Clark freaked out when he was watching and saw the Steelers didn't. I think he wanted Shador, and this was his reaction.
Mason Rudolph!
They all wanted Shador. Everybody at ESPN. It was it was almost as if, now I know half of them have like a previous working relationship with Deion, but it was almost like to appease Deion. They had such a pro Shador Sanders agenda being built last night.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
I would have taken him myself, but I would have taken Jackson Dart before him. But yes, I thought Mel Kiper, I didn't know if he was going to be able to go on. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
That
Thank
was
you,
tremendous.
Austin.
Thank you, Donnie.
Tell the people who's next here.
Yes, we have a wonderful guest that is from the Oregonian. He is going to tell us a little bit more about what we need to know about Derek Harmon. The fine man's name is James, and he will join us next.
Does he have a last name?
He does. I just have to make sure I get the pronunciation of it. That's why I didn't say it. Thanks for pointing
name
it out.
Is James.
No, his first name is James.
I understand that. I'm quoting you.
I think it's Crepia, C-R-E-P-E-A, but I wanted to confirm before I gave the populace
I know.
Thank you for pointing it out.
Well, it's kind of obvious when you said the man's name is James.
We make it even more obvious when we say it.
I like it. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you.
And I'm very curious because, again, My analysis of that pick is not about Harmon, because I think he's going to be a good player. And also just a heart-rending story about his mom and her being very, very sick, and some of the stories he told last night. He seems like an awesome kid.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.